Hello and welcome to Endurance Minded. It's the podcast that aims to redefine how movement and mindset impacts our lives and how we can all work to show up as the best versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Taylor Thomas, founder and coach at TEC, and I want to open this episode with a bit of an all call. If you are a coach in the health and wellness space, a personal trainer, a dietitian, a nutritionist, if you are someone, a service provider who is working with clients and is working in the endurance sports space, again, health and wellness, personal training, if that is you and you want to grow and scale your business, if you are not making the money that you want to make, if you feel like you don't have the support that you would like to have, the community that you wish you had, if you don't have people in your community that you can share ideas with, that you can grow with, that you can share your ideas, get feedback, if you feel like you're lacking that community, if any of this sounds like you, I want to invite you to reach out. TEC is working to help coaches put an end to the narrative that you can't make a living being a coach. You can't make a living investing in the lives of athletes, of people that are looking to better themselves, that want to live a healthier lifestyle. We are here to change that narrative, and we want to help anyone in that space who feels like they need, again, support, community, resources, business development skills, marketing, sales. If there's any gap in what you have available to you and what's keeping you from the success that you want, the business that you want, the life that you want to lead, we want to help. Our goal is to bring on and work with 100 coaches in 2024 to help them grow and scale their businesses. We have everything from software to business development to entrepreneurship training to sales, marketing, as well as an amazingly supportive and dynamic group of coaches and service providers that are here and committed to solving this very real pain point for people in these industries and really looking to change the narrative around what it looks and feels like to be someone who is committed to changing the lives of others and wants to build a scalable and revenue-producing business around that. So if that is you, if you're listening to this podcast and you've had any of these pain points and you'd like to learn more, please reach out. You can do that at endurancemindedcom. You can find TEC at Thomas Endurance Coaching on all social media platforms. You can find us at thomasendurancecoaching.com. Reach out to us, and we would love to connect with you to help you understand how we can help you change this narrative and how we are uniquely positioned as a company to help people like yourself finally put an end to this pervasive narrative in our industry. We are committed. I am committed to changing that for coaches, for service providers in the health and wellness space. And it is something that I couldn't be more excited about. I couldn't be more passionate about it. And we have what we need to help coaches do exactly that, which is build a business that they're excited about, to make money off of something that they are passionate about. And I believe that that's something that everyone should have the opportunity and access to. So again, if that sounds like you, if you want to change that narrative for yourself, if you want to build a business you're excited about, if you want to make the money that you want, if you want to live a life that excites you, doing something that you love and you're passionate about and you need support, resources, tools, community, please reach out. Again, you can do that at endurancemindedcom. You can also reach us at thomasendurancecoaching.com. And we would love to connect with you and help you change that and help you build something that you're excited about with people that you're excited about working with. So that is my all call. It is something, again, that I'm passionate about. And I couldn't help but put it out here in the hopes that anyone that's listening feels these very real challenges and pain points, and I want to be part of helping people solve that in the coaching space. So now that that's out of the way, I want to talk about doing hard things. I want to talk about what it looks like, what it takes to do things that are challenging. And I want to talk about our mindset around that. And I want to go into a few, as always, hopefully tactical tools that can help you when things are challenging. So the first questions that I want to pose are, have you done everything you can? And have you done the hard to get to the good? Now, I'm stealing that that particular phrase from my friend and business partner, Christine Hernandez, who has been on this show many times. And that's something that she coined, and I love that phrase. So have you done the hard to get to the good? And what I mean by that, and the reason I'm bringing that up, is that so often I talk to people, and we hear that a lot, it's a pervasive theme on this show, is that we want to do hard things, right? We want to build businesses, we want to build fitness, we want to reach our physical goals, we want to train for really hard events, we want to do long races, we want to build empowered teams, we want to do things that create an impact, both in our lives and the lives of others around us, and on the world, and that's really hard, right? That takes a tremendous amount of effort. And so en route to doing those hard things, we get frustrated, right? We realize that this is hard. It comes to our attention that it's actually going to be harder than we ever thought it could be. It's going to be more challenging. It's going to require more time, more investment, more input, more resources. The list goes on. And that bogs us down, right? We get tired. Again, we get frustrated. But it begs the question, have you done everything you can? Have you done the hard to get to the good? And this is the inflection point, and this is what I want to build today's conversation off of, is that we have to be honest with ourselves. When we're frustrated, when we're not getting the results we want, when it's taking longer than we think that it should or thought that it would, when it's not yielding the results, when we're not seeing the progress, right? Whatever that is for whatever you're trying to do in whatever stage of your life, we have to be honest with ourselves. Have we done what's required? Have we done everything that we can to get the results that we want? And I think, and I'm speaking to myself as much as anyone else, because it is hard. It is hard to go all in. It's hard to be that honest with ourselves and to ultimately, typically, admit that the answer is no. No, I have done everything that I can on this side of being comfortable. I've done everything that I can without overextending myself, without going too deep, without sacrificing too much, without risking too much. And so the answer is no, right? So often, if we're honest, have you done everything you can? Have you done the hard to get to the good? We have to answer no. And we don't, it's not fair to be frustrated with where we're at or what we're not accomplishing if we can't say yes. Right? So if we can't answer yes to that question, then we need to rectify how we feel about that. Now, it doesn't mean our emotions around that aren't justified. It doesn't mean that it's not realistic to feel frustrated or to feel like we're behind or to feel, again, whatever that emotion is. But again, with some honesty there, I think it's a fair question to ask. And I think this is a timely conversation because here we are, we're into February, and where are we at, right? What have we accomplished? We got really fired up at the beginning of the year. Hopefully you set some goals. And then I imagine that it dawned on you at some point in the last 7 weeks that this is really hard. It's probably going to take longer than I thought to reach this goal. I'm probably going to have to do more work. I have to give more effort. I'm going to have to go deeper than I thought, right? And pick a lane. That could be anything, right? You committed to a fitness goal at the beginning of the year. It's probably going to take longer than you thought. You're probably not where you thought you would be. Now, maybe you are, and that's excellent. But en route to where you want to go, I bet it's still, there's a lot of runway in front of you. That's a business goal. It's taking more time. Right? It's not going as fast as you thought. It's requiring more time, more energy, more investment. So here we are. We're frustrated, right? We're feeling let down. We're burnt out. We're tired, right? Again, whatever that emotion is for you, whatever that feeling is. So what do we do with that? How do we process that? When we ask ourselves the question, have I done the hard to get to the good? Have I done everything that I can? Where do we go from there? If the answer is yes or no. But particularly if the answer is no, what do we do? Right? Because I think that's a real gut check. It is hard to really answer yes to that question because we always have a tendency to stop ourselves just this side of our comfort zone. Right? Because truthfully, what's on the other side of that is the success that we want. I've talked about this in previous episodes, is that to do something different, you have to be someone different. It doesn't make any sense. It's not realistic to accomplish something new, to be someone different, to reach goals that you've never reached before, to build something that you've never done before, and do that with the same approach that you've taken in the past. It's going to require more. It's going to require something different. It's going to require more input, different input. And so that's why typically the answer to that question is no. No, I haven't. I've done everything up until my current comfort zone, up until my current skill set, up until my current structure that I operate in or the people that I'm surrounded with. But to change that is going to require effort. And maybe I haven't done that, right? I haven't built relationships with the people. I haven't structured my time. I haven't thought about things differently. I haven't learned new skills that take me out of my comfort zone. Whatever that is, I might not have done those things. Right now, I have maybe exhausted my existing resources. But again, if we want to do something different, we have to be something different. We have to do different things. And so that's where that honesty comes in. And the answer is a lot of times no. Because it's that extra step, it's that extra push, it's that extra level of vulnerability that really creates tension. And so we tell ourselves, oh, I've done everything I can, I don't know what else to do. So I don't want to dwell on that. The reason that I bring up that statement is not to make anyone feel bad. I've been in that place a million times, right? I tell myself, I've done everything I can, I'm giving it all I got, and the fact of the matter is that's just not the truth, right? Again, I'm doing everything I can within certain confines and parameters based on the experience that I currently have, the skill sets that I currently have, access to resources that I currently have. And so that keeps me in a fairly similar place, right? So when I'm honest, I can see that there's lots of opportunity and there's lots of things that I could be doing to take me to where I want to go. But again, I don't bring that up to make us feel bad about that or to say that we should work ourselves to death or that those feelings aren't legitimate. I want to bring that up to set the stage because where we go from there is that then we tend to get overwhelmed, right? So we don't want to start at all or we get burnt out or let down or frustrated again. And so if we ask ourselves that question, we're already feeling taxed, we're already feeling like we're giving it our all, then it's hard to imagine where we could go from there. Whether or not we could or couldn't or should or shouldn't have more to give isn't as important as how we are feeling and how we approach these next steps. And that's where, when I talk to people, they feel overwhelmed. They're like, you know, I don't know what else to do. I'm trying to I'm trying to reach my fitness goals. I'm trying to train for this race, but I just don't have time, right? Every day is busy. Every day it's hard to get the workout in. It's hard to commit time to training. I feel like I'm dropping the ball. Same thing in the business space, right? I feel like I'm talking to as many people as I possibly can, and the needle's just not moving. What is it going to take? What else could possibly be required to do this thing? And so we feel overwhelmed and we start to shut down, right? Well, I guess this just isn't meant to be, or I can't do it, or right, whatever that response is. But we start to withdraw, we start to pull back. And what I really want to talk about today, and what I want to arm you with, is the recognition that there's really only a handful of things that we can control. And when we are feeling overwhelmed, when we shut down, when we decide not to pursue those goals, when we decide to give up, we've often focused on things that are out of our control, right? I love the saying that the biggest challenges in my life and the biggest setbacks I've ever had never actually happened. And what that means to say is that it's in our mind, right? We fabricate a narrative of what ifs, of how bad could it possibly be? What else could happen? Right? And so we spend so much time being overwhelmed, allowing ourselves to get overwhelmed, and trying to focus on changing things that are out of our control. And when it comes down to it, we really can only control a handful of things. And so I want to talk about what those things are and how that can help us push forward. Because ultimately, as much time and energy and mental and physical bandwidth as we want to give these eventualities and these could-bes and what-ifs, it doesn't do us any good. We can't change them. These things are out of our control. Other people's responses, how our message is received in the world, whether or not something does or doesn't happen based on someone else's input, right? Whatever that is, however that's played out in your life in whatever scenario, there's so many things, most of the things are out of our control. And so if we can just focus on what we can control, it helps us recognize what we can do to give a little more, right? To do the hard to get to the good, to get away from that feeling of overwhelm, to get away from those things that are bogging us down, which again, so often I've found in my own life are totally fabricated. I'm imagining a response to a scenario that may or may not happen, and I've made up in my mind, and it bogs me down, and I have no control over it. But it adds to the overwhelm. It adds to wanting to give up. It adds to not wanting to take that next step, to thinking that it's easier to just not do it than to push forward. And that's what I want to help you get over, because I believe that it is worthwhile to push past that. Right on the other side of your comfort zone is what you want to accomplish. It's the success that you want. It's the fitness, it's the business, it's the relationships, it's not inside your comfort zone, and it's not with the current skills, mindset, relationships, whatever. It's not with what you currently have. It's with what you have to build to get there. And so there's only a handful of things that we can focus on, and I want to walk through what those are, how they might show up, and encourage you to focus there. So if you're in a place where it's feeling hard, again, you're not getting the traction you want, you're not seeing the results, you feel like you're trying, maybe you are trying, but it's just not getting, it's not going where you want it to. Let's come back to focus on a handful of key areas. The first thing that we can control is how we show up. Right? How do we, as an individual, show up? There's a few ways that manifests. How do we show up for ourselves? And I think that's a really key one, right? We're only as strong as what we are committed to doing for ourselves. This is the first thing that gets kicked to the bottom of the to-do list. Is how we show up for ourselves, right? Our physical fitness, our mental well-being and fitness, how we treat our bodies, how we rest, how we spend time and create time for ourselves that's focused and restorative. And so if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling like you can't push past, if you feel like you don't have anything left to give and you can't do any more hard to get to the good, ask yourself how you're showing up for yourself. How do we show up? And I see so often that that's one of the biggest opportunities out of the gate for change. And what I've seen for me personally is that when I show up for myself and I don't let that get kicked to the curb, right? Time for exercise, time outside, dedicated blocks of focused work, time to really, really focus on myself and what I need, the rest of the puzzle starts to take shape. The rest of the puzzle at least seems a heck of a lot more clear than it did when I was burning the candle at both ends and wasn't giving myself the time and wasn't allowing myself to show up as best as possible. So I want to encourage you first to think about how you show up. You can control that. Next is how we let others show up for us. So the other thing that is pervasive is that we start to double down and we start to do more and more ourselves. What can I control, right? When we are in this place of trying to push into a new territory, accomplish new things, it can often lead to operating from a place of scarcity, a place of fear. What if I can't do it? What if it's not possible? What if I'm not good enough? What if I'm not smart enough? So we start to make decisions from a place of fear and scarcity. What that often does is it makes us more insular. It turns us, we look more inside ourselves. So we ask ourselves, well, what can I be doing more of? Am I not doing enough work? Should I be doing more? How much more can I do? And where I want you to think about is, how can you let others show up for you? So the answer is not always, how much more can I do? Can I work harder? It is, can I invite people in to support my goals? And am I actually trying to spend too much time doing too much of this alone, when if I would allow others to support me in this, I would actually move the needle, right? Maybe that's freeing up time and space to focus on the things we're good at. Maybe it's receiving support that allows us the flexibility in our schedules to do the things that we want to do. Maybe it's, you know, people with skill sets and experiences and backgrounds that fill in the gaps of ours. It's not our job to be amazing at everything, right? Or to be able to solve every single problem alone in our lives. And so how do we allow others to show up for us? And I see this as we get stressed. So often we turn inward, right? We put more and more and more pressure on ourselves. And that pressure might be there. And that actually can be a good motivator. But if at the expense of that pressure, we push other people out or push other people away or don't ask for support or don't share what we need, that's where it gets detrimental. So one of the things, the second thing that we can control is how we let others show up for us or how we invite others to show up for us. And I want to encourage you to do that. If you feel like you're, turning inward, if you're trying to build the thing, accomplish the goal, do the thing that's hard, are you trying to do it all on your own? That's something, that's my first place to go, right? What more can I do? Double down, double down, double down. The answer is in support, community. Find your people, right? Find a couple of people that you can go to, that have your back and can support you. I promise that'll get easier. The third thing that we can control is how we prioritize our time. So this one is hotly debated. And this is the one that most people will push back on. No, I don't have any control over my time. I have a job. I have to go to that job. responsibilities with my family that I don't, my it's done. My calendar is crazy. I don't have any time. And so I want to speak to that a little bit, in that I do think that there is value in recognizing the parts of our time that we don't have control over. An example of that is work. Right? I can't tell you how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people over the years that I have talked to where that's the limiting factor for what they want to accomplish, or that's keeping them from accomplishing the thing they want to accomplish in their life. I work a lot. Okay, fine, right? You don't have any flexibility in your work schedule. You have a high stress job, requires a lot of input, a lot of time. If that's not changeable, and if there's truly no way for you to prioritize your time, block out your schedule, make tweaks, control your input in that space in any possible way, then let's not try to change it, right? That's a fixed piece, okay? Don't be mad then that it's there, right? Because that's the other piece, is that, okay, if that's truly the case, if we don't have any control over that, if things are crazy, you can't, then what do we do, right? Let's not be frustrated that that's a fixed component. Let's not be frustrated that that time is not there when we've identified that it's not going to be, right? Same thing with family. Okay, I have responsibilities in the morning and the evening. Now again, if those things are truly fixed, and I'm not saying they are or they aren't, but if you have no control over how that time is spent, how you can position yourself to make time and space in those moments, those periods of time in your day, to focus on what you want to focus on, then it doesn't do any good to try to force it. Right? If you have to pick your kids up from school at a certain amount of time and that's your responsibility, then we can't be mad that that continues to happen and that that is not an opportunity in your schedule to focus on other things. That's just the way it is. So my point being is that let's not try to force it. Right? If work is busy, if family is busy, it's crazy, what can we prioritize? What are the time periods that we have control over? And let's work around that. I see so many people beat their head against the wall and get mad trying to change something that is not going to change. Right? Again, I'm going to come back to work because this is just the most common one. And it's just so damn pervasive, is they're mad that they work a lot of hours. Well, if that's the way it is, then we're just going to have to work around that, right? And until that changes, until there's opportunities, until we develop tools or skills or resources or hire other people or whatever to change that reality, that's just how it is. And that's fine, right? It is what it is. Hopefully those hours afford you the opportunity to do other things that you want to do, right? There's a monetary payback there. And so it frees up opportunities in other ways. So that's the first piece, is just when we talk about prioritizing our time, focus on the areas that you have flexibility in. And I promise you that there are areas, right? So if you're on the other end of this and you're like, I don't have any time. Yes, you do. Morning, evening, lunchtime, there is wasted time in your day. I promise. There's wasted time in all of our days. So what can you prioritize? Focus on those time periods, even if they're small, and then how do you handle that? Right? How do you focus your energy, your actions during those time periods? And don't try to force things that might not be changeable or movable right now. But you can focus on and you can control how you prioritize your time, at least in key segments of your day or week or month or life, right? So focus on those areas. And how do you show up, right? How are you prioritizing that time? So to build on that, another thing that we can control is what we say yes and what we say no to. Now, again, I understand that there are responsibilities that we have that we might not have any control over and that we have to say yes to and we might rather say no to. Could be work, could be family, could be whatever. Again, okay, let's not focus on those. But what are we saying yes or no to that's not supporting who we want to be and where we want to go? There are things that we can control in terms of what we say yes to and what we say no to. This ties into how we prioritize our time, right? And an easy example of that is, are we saying yes in the evening to several episodes of a show on Netflix when we could spend that time working on our business, right? So this is a great example of, are we doing everything we can, right? And you might say that time's really important. It's you know, I need to decompress. I need to, maybe. And if that's truly the case, then that's fine. But that's a great example of, are we saying yes to something that doesn't support who we are and where we want to go, right? And then that ties into how are we prioritizing our time? Are we doom scrolling on Instagram during our lunch break for 20 or 30 minutes when we could go outside and get a walk in? We could work a little bit on that business plan. We could follow up with 3 prospective clients in that time period. We could schedule a check-in call with somebody that we've been trying to partner with a business, right? There are moments when we can shift that prioritization and what we're saying yes to. So in that example, we'd be saying yes to wasting time on social media and doom scrolling, or saying yes to just mindlessly watching a show that we have no vested interest in the evening, when we could be spending that time doing something that's taking us where we want to go and helping us accomplish what we want to accomplish. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be a robot and that there's no downtime. But again, just take an audit and think about what could be shifted, what's important, what do you need, and where are there opportunities to prioritize your time? And then, are you saying yes or no to things that are not in alignment with where you want to go? I promise you there's some opportunities to shift there. And then when we think about what we're saying yes and no to, we have to think about mental and physical energy. So I just want to, as a caveat, we're talking about kind of the tactical pieces, how we move through our day. How can we prioritize our time? How do we show up? How do we let others show up for us? What we don't think about is just the weight that all of this stuff carries, right? There's a mental and physical energy. There's an exertion component to all of these things. And if any part of that is not the right thing, right? And by right thing, I mean the things that are taking us in the direction of where we want to go, who we want to be, what we want to accomplish. Again, the hard to get to the good. That has a cost. It has a cost physically and mentally. And so we just need to recognize that saying yes to the wrong thing has a very real cost. And while we might think that the effort required to do these hard things to get to the other side, to get to where we want to go, is actually the thing that requires the most energy, I can almost promise you that the energy expended when we do things that are not in alignment with who we are and where we want to go costs you way more, right? Again, the physical and mental energy required to say yes to the wrong thing is equal or greater than the physical and mental energy required to do hard things in alignment with who we want to be and where we want to go. And so I bet that the cost is actually not as high as we think, because I bet we are already paying that price in some form or fashion. We're already exerting tremendous amounts of mental and physical energy in wrong directions that are adding to that overwhelm. They're adding to us feeling like we don't have the time, the space, the mental and physical bandwidth to pour into and commit to the things that we want to do. So just by focusing on what we can control, we free up space and energy and time to start to shift that narrative. Because so often, what we're feeling is coming from a place that's not even in alignment with where we want to go and what we want to do. So I want you to think about the cost of saying yes to the wrong things, of spending energy and time and committing to things that don't support where you want to go. And just, if you're okay with that cost, that's fine. Again, if that time in the evening to just flop down on the couch and watch Netflix is a really valuable part of your day, and that allows you to relax and refresh and you trade laughs with your family, that's fine. I'm not advocating that we have to be, you know, robots. But again, just weigh in. What is the cost and are you willing to pay it? And then think about that cost in conjunction with or juxtaposed against the cost required to do the hard work to get to where you want to go. So often that contrast allows us to see that it's actually easier to do the hard things that take us in the right direction than to do the wrong things that still require that mental and physical energy. There's a cost associated with everything. So to round this out, I want to give a bit of a cautionary tale. And I want to encourage you to think about these things that you can control. What's the cost? And then I want you to commit to not going too deep, right? So the cautionary tale is that don't blindly pursue your goals, what you want, at the expense of other things in your life that are important. And so I've talked a lot about on this show about your non-negotiables. What are the things that you're unwilling to sacrifice? And examples of that could be your physical health, right? Unwilling to sacrifice time for consistent movement. Unwilling to sacrifice quality time with family. Unwilling to sacrifice important relationships in your life, right? So the core foundational things that you are unwilling to give up or sacrifice. Those can be anything you want them to be. And they're just probably a handful of things, right? These are foundational parts of who you are and what allows you to show up in the world. Go as deep as possible without sacrificing those things, right? So in pursuit of doing the hard to get to the good, in pursuit of doing everything that you possibly can to get the results that you want, in pursuit of being able to say yes when asked the question, did you do everything that you can? I want to encourage you to go as deep as possible without sacrificing your non-negotiables. And this is from someone who has done that in the past. And it is a dark and slippery slope, and it does not support you. So do not give up your personal health. If that's something that's important to you, don't go so deep that you sacrifice your health, time for you, right? Mental and physical. If spending quality time with your family is important, that's a non-negotiable for you, do not go so deep that that time no longer is prioritized, that you spend all of your time and energy in pursuit of the thing that you said you want, the goal that you want to accomplish, and that quality time with your family is no longer a priority, right? So whatever those non-negotiables are, the cautionary tale is that I want you to go as deep as you can possibly go. But I do not want you to go so deep that it is at the expense of the things you care most about, your non-negotiables. And I would encourage you to think about your non-negotiables, if you don't have those locked and loaded, to think about them through the lens of your personal health, your relationships, and the impact you want to make on the world, right? And how are those, what are they? And write them down and make sure they are crystal clear and build your life around them. And then with every other moment that you have, you can go as deep as you want. Keep those things in place, because that's when the scale, that's when things tilt. That's when the scale gets thrown off. It's when we sacrifice our non-negotiables, when we give up the things that we want, even if we accomplish that goal, it's not what we thought it was going to be. It's not as sweet. It's not as satisfying, because we've given up the things we care most about en route to that. So just make sure that if your goal is to answer yes to the question of, have you done everything you can? I want to encourage you to do that. But make sure you have your non-negotiables in place. Make sure that it's not at the expense of the core tenets of who you are, how you live your life, how you show up for others, and how you make your impact on the world. So I hope this was helpful. Again, just a quick reminder and all call, like we did at the front of the episode. If you are someone in the health and wellness space, if you're a coach, a dietitian, a nutritionist, a personal trainer, if you're someone who wants to build a successful coaching business, if you want to change the narrative around being able to make a living at that, charge your worth, own your value, really change your industry, make an impact. If you are ready to commit to that, if you're tired of the old narrative, if you're tired of not having support, community, resources, tools to take you where you want to go, please reach out. ThomasEnduranceCoaching.com. You can reach out to us at EnduranceMinded.com as well. We would love to be a part of changing that narrative and helping you build the business that you want. So last but not least, please rate, subscribe, and share. So on your favorite platform, I would love it if you would rate Endurance Minded. Let us know. Please give it hopefully a high star rating, but it would mean the world if you could rate it. Subscribe. We drop a new episode every other Tuesday. We are in our fifth year, moving into our sixth year, and we have never missed an episode. Every other Tuesday, twice a month, for going on 6 years, we've done Endurance Minded, and it is something that I couldn't be more proud of. So please subscribe so you can get alerted, and you can tune in to the episodes that we launch. And then share it with a friend. So if you know someone you think this content will resonate with, if this sparks a conversation that you had, something you share with a friend, you know, challenges you've had with coworkers, business owners, co-founders, business partners, share it with a friend, push it along, and we'd love to be a part of their lives as well. So thanks so much. We'll see you next time on Endurance Minded.